Okay, my name is Martin Schniemerling, and I will talk about the Aalto H12 protocol, or the agenda says another service or an alternative service for the Aalto protocol. Beware, I have only IPv4 addresses, but that's not the limit, so it's just for the examples, since we talk about V4v6. Next slide, please. Okay, where we are. This draft is actually departing from the original P4P protocol proposal, the Oracle proposal we had, and the current IETF Aalto protocol, and the very basic H12 protocol, which was presented a year ago in San Francisco. We tried to make an update for the last IETF, but we didn't manage it. And the main difference, what I'm talking here is about between the H12 protocol and the Aalto protocol, is the operational model, which is running between the client and the server. Next slide, please. The problem space, what we see, or how we see it, is there are like some orthogonal issues, like if it's like map download or if you have an Oracle approach. Then if you have like prefixes or macros like PITs, you can do it like either way if you like. Then for the protocol itself, the separation between the network map and the cost map, this might be an issue depending on what the operator is actually doing in its network. So in the last meeting, I was a bit, let's say, heavy on this, saying the network map is probably not the best approach, and I had some issues there, but today I'm a bit moderate, saying, well, there might be deployments where it's okay, but there might be other deployments where people say network maps are maybe too static, so we should have something else also there. That's also the second point, and there's one example, there's one protocol from Cisco where they actually can shuffle around IP prefixes in the network. No idea if this is used somewhere else. Next slide, please. Coming back to just like a refresher also, like what all this H is before, we see it there are like two hemispheres. It's like H1 are the users. The users and the peer-to-peer vendors, which are actually afraid of leaking too much information to the providers. So I know that some people said they're never going to send full IP addresses from their peer-to-peer software to the operator because they fear there might be legal intercept, and so they said we have to back up there. But on the other hand, there are the operators. We call them H2. It's the second hemisphere. They sometimes say, well, giving like full information about our network, it's maybe too much. We also want to be back up a bit there. Next slide. We came up with the protocol. On the next slide, there's the explanation how it works. But this H12 protocol implements what we've called H12. We have support for network caching in the network and the client. We use also HTTP 1.1. And currently, we're considering XML-based encoding, but we're not sticking to this. So we're also fine with JSON. It's just take an example. Next slide, please. So how does the H12 model work? So you see on the left side, it's a client, the server. And the client sends some info, which might be an IP address or a prefix, whatever the client feels appropriate to the server. And the server works out his preference on what he should return locally in its machine. And then the server replies either with a complete one-to-one answer, meaning if you ask for 10/24 IP prefixes, you get 10 answers. You can get an answer which is much broader, like maybe 20 prefixes, or even an answer, maybe you ask for /16 and the server tells you, well, I'm not going to tell you anything about /16, but you get a /24 reply or 10/24 replies. That's the model. Next slide, please. There's the protocol example. Don't get scared. There's a lot of XML here. But the basic idea is that we have here the resource consumer host location attribute. That's the guy who's actually asking for the preference. This is always an IP address. And then here put a list of candidate host location attributes. And I've just picked a single example here with an IP address. Ask for /32. But this can be a whole list, like 100 list prefixes or IP addresses as you like. And then you get the reply. In this case, the overall rating says 3, which means in this case it's very far away. You should try to avoid this. And then you see you get not only a single reply, but you get like the first reply, the second, and the third. And you see they all like have a different prefix as you have asked for. And you also can see I cut a bit too much. There, for instance, like it's 202, 120, but you ask for 202, 103. In the draft, if you go down the example, you can see the original part is much more lower there. Meaning what you asked for a single IP address, and you get like, in this case, I think it's 5 different IP prefix ranges you get back from the server. And the idea is here that both parties can control how many detail they deliver to each other. Plus, on the other hand, you asked for like a single prefix, but the server can give you more information so that you can cache this information and you have not to go back to the server and ask again, so because you have it cached already. That's a cost saving. Next slide, please. There's another feature we have. It's you give also, on the reply, you give some information in the RCHAA about in which area you're actually allowed to redistribute this information. Meaning, when you get the information from the server, there's typically the question, okay, I have this information, and I want to give it to a different peer. But if this peer is not within this prefix, then you can give this information, but it's not useful, maybe, because it's a different ISP, a completely different area of your own ISP. So the server can say, well, please limit it to that area that's meaningful in that area. Next slide, please. So since we are not on the way to make a new protocol, we aim at saying, well, we have an idea. We believe it's useful. Let's see how we can integrate this. This you have seen before, except that this is now cost server, isn't it? It was renamed. And the first approach would be, next slide, please, just to put a new service here in parallel to all of these. But basically, this one, you can ask for IP addresses, which is like prefix /32. And there you could ask for prefixes. So it would be much better to say, well, why not just merging them both? Next slide, please. And having like an enhanced ranking service where you can either still send full IP addresses and get single responses for the IP addresses, or you send like prefixes and you get prefixes back. There are some issues you could argue in complexity, because the server might be required to do a bit more processing and matching prefixes. That's true. We have also implemented this, and it's looks very difficult. But in the implementation, there's, for instance, for the databases, you get like a prefix package. You can handle prefixes easily, and it's not much complexity. On the other side, you earn maybe a bit more of scalability, because you send like one query, and you get like maybe two times the information, which you can still reuse there. Okay, next slide. Another way of you could do Alto. We have an implementation variety with client and server. We can throw in IP addresses, get some information, and we have the intention to get this into the protocol, if the working group agrees, to enhance or add another service, depending on the working group sees this. And so the question is, do people feel that's something useful and we should integrate this into the protocol? And if yes, if we should integrate this as a separate service, or if we should merge this with the cost mapping service. Yeah, not too many.
Anyone has an opinion? Well,
so, you know, I think from the chair's perspective, you know, one of the most interesting questions about the H1.2 service and kind of how we see it fitting into the overall Alto infrastructure is whether or not people really feel there is a requirement to approach the ranking service or the cost endpoint service now from a perspective of prefixes and be able to operate on prefixes. And so really this is kind of a requirements question, I think, even more fundamentally than it's a question of whether we want to take the specific draft and graft it into, you know, what we've already kind of architected out as a service. I think the question that is an interesting one that maybe we could have a discussion about if people are interested, and certainly we'd like the feedback up here, is in whether people really think this is a requirement and or if it's valuable or helpful or too complicated or what. So any feedback on this would be great.
Hi, Rich Alimi. I mentioned this, a couple of comments to Martin before this, but I'll mention them here, hopefully to get some discussion started. There's two properties of this proposal that I think are can probably be separated. It might even be easier to understand when you take them separately. One is that you allow, if you query for a single like /32 address, you allow the Alto server to say, wait, that's also valid for this. Actually, that's actually a prefix. You can actually return a cost for that prefix. From the network map, as we defined in the Alto protocol, that's also well-defined if they're doing aggregation. So that should be easy to implement, I think. And for the endpoint cost service, I think that's pretty an easy extension to make. The other separate functionality that you're providing is basically the way that I sort of see it is a filtering possibility. So, for example, if you're not interested in the whole network map, Or, for example, you're only interested in the cost, like, for example, the cost to whatever the ELSA server knows about costs to a particular prefix. You allow the ELSA server to basically filter the map that's coming back to only things that overlap with a certain prefix range.
Okay, we are short on time, but I'm sorry. Do you have a comment?
I think it's a good idea to reconcile the different things operators and peer-to-peer vendors want to do. So I like it.
Song Haibin again. I think H1.2 protocol is not different from in P4P. You query for a cost map. Instead, in H1.2, you get a similar map, but instead you replace the PID with the explicit IP prefix. Is that true?
It's not that different from the ranking service. So from the cost map, it's different, but there is the ranking service or the cost query service you have, and they can put full IP addresses. And this is seen sometimes as like not wishful from the peer-to-peer clients. So. And this would be an enhancement to the ranking service that they say you don't need to put your full IP address there, but you just put the prefix instead of the subnet, for instance. So it would fit quite well in there.